this week, read a very strange parsha, Parsha Shlach. And Parsha Shlach, in many ways, is a continuation of Parsha's Bahalosha. And Parshas Bahalosha says, "Vayhi bashana hashenis, b'chodesh hasheni, b'esem lachodesh, on Chof Iyor." Chof Iyor, Chal Yisrael, are moving very, very quickly. And that very quick move caused many people to complain, even though that very quick move was HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to get them into Eretz Yisrael as soon as possible. Chof Iyor, so you have 10 days in Iyor, have a whole month of Sivan, right before the beginning of Chodesh Tammuz, the Meragdim go out. And Vayivku ha'om balaylo hahu. What was balaylo hahu? It was Tisha B'Av. Came back, it was Tisha B'Av. 40 days, so it's right before the beginning Chodesh Tammuz. By that time already, Moshe Rabbeinu noticed they had a very negative attitude. So he said, "Vayikra Moshe l'Hoshea bin Nun Yehoshua ko Yoshiacho me'atzas meragla." He was so nervous about the negative attitude that he was afraid that even Talmido HaMuvik, Yehoshua bin Nun, Shalom Moshe mitoch Ohel, that didn't leave Moshe for a second, would get swept up in that negative attitude. Where did this negative attitude come from? And where, and we have a very strange thing. Second year, let's just recount the history of Klal Yisrael. History of Klal Yisrael, they come out of Mitzrayim and Pesach. 7 days later, Kriyas Yamsuf. Klal Yisrael have spent the year of the Makos, growing and developing, so that in the night of Pesach, they were zochet to Gilui Shechina, as we say in the Haggadah. Avarti Beretz Mitzrayim b'layla, hitzalti kol b'chor. So it was Gilui Shechina that night. They were able on a madrega of to be receptive to Gilui Shechina. 7 days later, at Kriyas Yamsuf, the Madrega of Nevuah, of the highest level, way above any other Navi, exception of Moshe Rabbeinu. 6 weeks later, when they're standing at Har Sinai, and they saw the Kolos of Rokim, it's one notch under Moshe Rabbeinu. They saw with an absolute clarity, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Ratzitzicha Meretz Yisrael, the Amitas HaKadosh Baruch. Unbelievable. 40 days later, collapse. Egel Azov. 40 days later, Egel Azov. 40 days later, Egel Azov. Then they get themselves back. 80 days later, Vayom Hashem Salachti Kedvarecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu forgave. We'll start all over again. They're still on a Madreig of Nevuah. And then there's the Tzivi of the Mishkan. Tzivi of the Mishkan is to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a permanent presence in Klal Yisrael. Ramban says at the beginning of Parshas Truma, the same Gilui Shechina that they had at Har Sinai should be with them permanently. The following year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they begin the Chanukas HaMishkan. And Chanukas HaMishkan, Chazal tell us, was the Simcha of Kabbalah HaTorah, Yom Chasunoso, Yom Simchas Libo, because that meant HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to dwell permanently with a permanent presence that was perceptible to all of these people in Klal Yisrael. And then on 20th of Sivan, we're moving quickly to Eretz Yisrael. They have an unbelievable matzah. And a month and a half later, Moshe Rabbeinu has to daven that Yehoshua will not be swept up into the negative attitude they have about going to Eretz Yisrael. And that they should be saved. He realized that there's something negative happening. Where did he realize that from? Pasuk says in Veschana, Vatikru ve'elai kulchem. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Nishtucha anoshim lefaneinu. We will send Meraglim. The initiative to sending Meraglim was not Klal Yisrael. That initiative came from Bnei Yisrael. Shlach Lecha Anoshim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking. The moment they ask and they initiated it themselves, Moshe Rabbeinu immediately realized we're in a dangerous situation. How did Klal Yisrael go up and come down and then collapse? And to collapse to such a point that on Tisha B'Av of that year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't come and Eretz Yisrael. You can't come and Eretz Yisrael. You just can't. You're going to die here in the Midbar. Exception of Shevet Levi and the Noshi. What went wrong? What set this in motion? And the answer is we have to go back and understand Parshas Balosra. As they're moving, Vayomer Moshe Lechovov ben Ruel Hamidyoni Chosein Moshe. There is Yisrael. Who Yisrael, says Rashi? No simanachnu el hamokum miyad ad gimel yomim nechnusos l'oretz shebemasa ze habishon. They're moving very quickly. In a few days, we're going to be there. Now, Yisroel is an unbelievable man. Yisroel, if we look at the history of Yisroel, back in Parshas Yisroel, what is it? Vayishma Yisro Chohen Midyon Chosei Moshe. He came to me, Mizgaya. Ati Yodati. There's an unbelievable Bakoshes Emes. He looked for the Emes and looked for the Emes. He went through every Avodah Zarah in the world. Going through every Avodah Zarah in the world, and he says, Ati Yodati Ki Godol Hashem Mikol Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emes. Heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs nature and rewards Din V'Cheshbon down to the finest detail. Heard about Amalek, the capacity for evil. Heard about Maimed Har Sinai, according to many people. That's the Machlokas when he came before or after. And he said, I have to come and join you. A lot of people get an unbelievable hisorus. Yisro, in his Bakoshes HaEmes, finally, after his entire life, he's an old man. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old. Yisro's his father-in-law. Imagine he was older than he was. And his whole life, Bakoshes HaEmes, ran away from Paro's palace because he couldn't make peace with Sheker. And evil. And finally arrives at the Emes. And Klal Yisrael, he's been with him through the first year and a half. The Hakamas HaMishkan and the Hashras HaShchin and the Mishkan, the Yeridas HaAnon, they saw the Mon and saw the Mayim, and saw it all. The Amar HaEish and the Amar HaAnon. And we've maybe even been there for Kabbalah Satayr. It's 2 days in the Gemara. So now they're moving to Eretz Yisrael. No Siman Achnu, and he wants to leave. Almo Tazov, don't run away. Stay with us. Says Rashi. Ain't no Yahweh Lashon Bakoshim. Shalo Yomru Lo Nizgaya Yisro Mechibu Sova Ho Yoshiyesh Legerim Chelek Baritz. So people say, yeah, you didn't get a chelik, you're not getting a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not worth it. After all that Bakoshes HaEmes, after giving up everything, you don't get that chelik in Eretz Yisrael that you want, turn around, go home. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell him? You saw all those nisim, and you saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're giving up HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that you're not getting that piece of land that you wanted to get. So you go into business. You do something else. No. So what did he do? He says, don't worry. If you'll come with us, says Rashi, we'll give you, you'll get the most fertile part of Eretz Yisrael. That's Yericho. Oh, I'm coming with you. It's an unbelievable story about the capacity of a human being. What he can be and what influences him to make decisions. And he went along with them. Derek Shloshes Yomim, they went 3 days' journey in 1 day. Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu Chofetz Tachnis L'Eretz Miyad. They go triple speed. And then Vayhi Ha'am Kimison in him. They're complaining. And what are they complaining about? Asafsuf Asher Bekirbo His Avu Ta'ava. It's an amazing coming together of two words. They had a taiva for taiva. They wanted meat, number one. Zochanu es hadogo shenocha b'mitzrayim chinom. We got food in Egypt free. Said Rashi, they didn't give them tevin. They're going to give them food? No. Chinom min ha-mitzvos. No limitations. We didn't have all those restrictions. And now, in addition to the restrictions of Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, there are five foods that this mon won't taste like. What will the mon taste like? If I didn't think of anything, it was the most delicious food you can imagine. But if I didn't want that taste every day of the most delicious food imaginable, and I wanted a steak, it tasted like a steak, it had the qualities of a steak, and I wanted caviar, it tasted like whatever you wanted, that's what it tasted like. You could do with it, you could bake it, you could cook it. If a woman wanted to be a cook, she could cook it, she could have it fraught. And it came all up by itself. Now, so what's the problem? Human beings want to live with absolute freedom to do what they want. And if they want, and why couldn't it taste like these five things? Because of health concerns. But I want it. So you want it. And I want meat. I want real meat. Not this mon that tastes like meat and feels like meat. I want real meat. Now, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you'll get what you want. I'm going to bring them more meat than they know what to do with. Now, what happened to you? Because the Gemara said, Chazal tell us, in the middle of Balos, we have two nun hafuchos. Because there's one parsha before and one parsha afterwards. One is we're moving to Eretz Yisrael in an unbelievable way, that derech hachayim that we have in the Midbar, we're going to continue in Eretz Yisrael. We're just going to come in, walk in, and take over the place. But then they begin to realize they have a certain lifestyle in the Midbar. And that lifestyle in the Midbar is one of living on a very high ruchnius level. You have the presence of the Shekhinah. Have a Moshe Rabbeinu. Have a Mishkan. And the focus was on a very high ruchnius level. And they began to see, and they didn't appreciate that. And they said, no, we don't mind the high ruchnius level, but we don't want to give up certain basic things that we want. We want meat. We don't care about this one. One is the most fantastic food. Motzi lechem min ha-shamayim. They used to make a bracha on it. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perfectly designed food. We want meat. We want watermelon. Avatiach. We want garlic. We want onions. But you're getting every conceivable thing you want. Unbelievable. We want to live. We're not willing to give up a certain very materialistic lifestyle that we've gotten used to. We want everything. We want ruchnias. We want gashmias. We don't mind the highest level of ruchnias, but we don't want to give up a certain things that we find are important. The meat we want, the onions that we want, the garlic that we want, avatiach, whether it's watermelon, whether it's beets, whatever it is. Now that is a statement of priorities that puts Klal Yisrael in a very awkward position. Then there's an in-between. Vayomar Hashem al Moshe, Esu li shiva mish mizikne Yisrael. Sheyodata ki hem zikne ha'om v'shotrov. He's replacing the Sanhedrin. Why is he replacing the Sanhedrin? So if the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim they died. Why did they die? Rashi quotes him. Goes back to the end of Mishpatim. The end of Mishpatim tells us a story. Elatzile b'nei Yisrael lo sholach yodo. There was the Sanhedrin there. There was Maimon Har Sinai. There was a Gilui Shechina. And they, Ayiru Tzelokei Yisrael, and Vayochu Vayishtu, says Rashi. You had this whole unbelievable Maimon Har Sinai and the soldiers just sitting down to eat, chomping away on their sandwiches, on their hamburgers, or whatever they were eating. They didn't get the message. And therefore, they should have died right there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited not to interfere with the simcha. So at this point, says Rashi, so they died now. You walk in front of a king and you're chewing on your sandwich. You're in front of Melech Malchim Lochim. That's all you're thinking about? You're chewing on your sandwich? And they died right here. Why here? Because basically it's the same Aveira. Klal Yisrael are told, you're going to come in, I'm rushing you to Eretz Yisrael. War, don't worry about war. What do you have to worry about war for? You saw what happened to Amalek. When Moshe Rabbeinu held his hands up, they were successful. The moment you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your midst, you don't have to worry about all these details. Just like he took care of you with your food and with your water. You're living a superior life. Realize where you are and where you're holding. So when they come to Moshe, we have to figure out the battle tactics. You're going through a midborn and not in a covert, and you figure out battle tactics? You don't get it. The Sanhedrin there, the Shivim Zakenim that they had in Mitzrayim, could stand in Maimon Har Sinai in an exalted position, and they're chomping on some sort of a cookie that they want, or some sort of a hamburger that they're trying to eat there. You don't get it. You don't get what is being offered to you, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to you, the level of life that you're going to be living on. And Klal Yisrael, the very request that we have to develop battle tactics to figure out how we're going to conquer, what's going to be that, the question itself, they were the seeds of this negative attitude of on what level lives they were going to be. With that negative attitude, when the Meraglim came back, begin with a negative attitude, everything that happens, you twist it in a certain direction. He says, oh, it's a fantastic country. Ephes, Kiazon, very powerful people. And giants, well, Kadosh Baruch Hu made them look like ants because he didn't want the Canaanim. Kadosh Baruch Hu set it up in such a way to protect them, and they twisted it against him. Now that is, what is mimenu, says Rashi, klape mala. There are two ways we can come into Eretz Yisrael. We can come into Eretz Yisrael on the level that we are living today. No problem. But, or we can come into Eretz Yisrael as a regular people living a regular life like everybody else. And at that point, it's not going to work. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do nisim. But how is he going to bring us in a regular military victory? It's not going to work. They're too strong. It's too fortified. It's not going to work. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives up. Basically, Klal Yisrael identity as a people is not as every other people. No, we're a different people. And we cannot compare ourselves to any people. Hayom azeni yeisalon lifnei Hashem elokecha. What makes us a people? That we are Kodesh Baruch Hu, special people. We're Am Segula Mikol Amin, we're Mamlechas Kohanim, Kodesh Baruch Hu treats us differently. Sometimes it's Lamali Midevot. Sometimes it's Betochat. He treats us differently. He wants us to live our lives on a different level. And that different level is many, many different levels. And the Midbar is one unbelievable level. And Kodesh Baruch Hu brought him to Eretz Yisrael. I want you to come in and set your society up when you're on the highest level of ruchnius. Because the way you set society up is the way it's going to go. And basically they're saying, we don't want to live a life on that level. We don't want to come into Eretz Yisrael based on all of this lamala midrach teva, a totally spiritual people. And if we come into Eretz Yisrael on a regular way, it's not going to work. They're too strong. We're not going to win a regular battle. It's all one hemshach. It's all one hemshach. It's one continuum. Kadosh Baruch Hu is rushing them, and there's one chumash before Vayiyom Kemisonim, and there's another chumash after. Chayisrael on one level, and then they say, we don't want that level. And if we don't come into Eretz Yisrael on that level, we're going to continue living on that level. We just want to be regular people. Chayisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Chayisrael doesn't come into Eretz Yisrael to be a regular people. We're not Mexicans living in Mexico. We're not Argentinians living in Argentina. We're not French living in France. We are a different people. And that's the problem with a lot of people in this country. They want to be just another country. Biggest high tech, the biggest defense. But Klal Yisrael are not a regular people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if that's the way you want to come into Eretz Yisrael, you can't come in. There's no coming into Eretz Yisrael on that basis. You have to spend 40 years in the Midbar. It's a mechilta that I quote often. So, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect to achieve by keeping them 40 years in the Midbar? So he says, "Bamidbar hazeh yiplu pigrechem." In this midbar, you will all die. V'chob kudeichem l'chom esparchem. Menesim shana v'mal. Because you complained. You will all die. And there's one Shevet that didn't go along with the whole thing. That is Shevet Levi. V'tapchem asher amartem levaziyah. U'pigreichem atem yiflu b'midbar azeh. And your corpses will stay in this midbar. 40 years you will wait till you go in. Now, says the Mechilta, how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to prepare the next door to go into the midbar? Says, Ad Shehatorah, they sat for 40 years, did nothing in the midbar, except learn Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu Yom V'Laila. That's the only thing they had to do. There's nothing else to do there. Business is no business. What? You sometimes go out into the midbar. Every yeshiva goes to Arad, I look at that midbar. If ever I drive into the Negev, unbelievable, total desolation. There is nothing to do there. Total desolation, all the way to Mitzrayim. Nothing to do there. So what did they do there? They woke up in the morning. So what did they do when they woke up in the morning? Turn on the television. So what did they do? Listen to the news. What did they do? Sat in the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Once the Torah was nivul be'evarim, then they could go into Eretz Yisrael with Yericho falling the way it did, with this doing this, with all the nisim. Yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted their madrega up very quickly. And he wanted them to hold on to that madrega. And they couldn't get rid of certain basic habits that they had with them for all the previous time. You live a certain life where the ikur is how delicious the food is, the ikur is how expensive the wine is, the ikur is how deep the pile on the carpet you have is, how fancy the everything else is, how often you eat meat, 2 times a day, 3 times a day, whatever. And that's what you want out of life. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, I'm taking you out of this type of life. I don't want you just to be another bunch of goyim who live in Eretz Yisrael. There's no point to that. I want to be a mamleches kohanim v'goy kodesh. And they'll say, that's fine, but we want to hold on to the same steaks and what we had, the same food we have. Now, that is, you can't have it both. Because Baruch Hu was trying to show them, you don't have to starve. I'll give you the most delicious food in the world. But you're going to take it as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, we don't want that. We want to be, we don't mind keeping Torah mitzvahs. That wasn't their problem. But we want to live the lifestyle we want is the same lifestyle as all the other nations around us. We'll do it ourselves. We'll take care of ourselves. We don't want that exalted lifestyle. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there is no such thing. Klal Yisrael can't come into Eretz Yisrael on that basis. No. And if I want to bring Klal Yisrael to that basis, how am I going to lift them up to appreciate a totally different lifestyle? By sitting and learning Torah Yom V'Laila. Until Ad Shehatorah Nivlah Be'Evarim. It's part of them. And a message of Parshas Balos from Parshas Shlach is a permanent message. It's a message that understand what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us to be His people. To live life on a different level doesn't mean you can't have the steaks you want. It doesn't mean you can't have the this you want. But the question is, what role does it play in your life? How important is it in your life? Is it a main focus? Is it something that you have to chase down? If it's there, it's there. It's a good thing to have. Now, this is the same for all of us. Those of us who grew up in the general Western world used a very comfortable lifestyle. When the Gemara talks about wealth, it says, wealth, you have meat and Shabbos. The super, super, superior wealthy people have meat once a day. But this is like, well, how often in Jewish history was it that people could have meat on a regular basis every day? That this is the norm for Klal Yisrael? Very rare. We have a very comfortable life. And nothing wrong with having a comfortable life. But the question is that what life is all about? Or life is all about something else? Life is about your keshev with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what life is about. What aren't you willing to give up for what? They had everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to realize I'm giving it to you in a way that's for your benefit and your enjoyment. Not against your enjoying life. If it was against their enjoying life, what would the moon taste like? Some tasteless, bland thing that you have to gulp down because it was so good. No. It tastes like the most delicious things. But you're taking it as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I'll determine what's healthy for you, what's not healthy, what's good for you, what's not good for you. But take it in that way. But they didn't want that. They wanted to go back to the old Zohanu was Hadogah, Cheryl. There's a certain lifestyle we had in Mitzrayim where our lives revolved around all the physical parts of our life. And that's the lifestyle we want. Kodesh Baruch Hu is on that basis, you're not coming into Eretz Yisrael. And every one of us has to take this. It's an important lesson in our lives, where our priorities are, what it's all about. And while we make our decisions, are we making our decisions the way a Jew makes a decision, that the essential part of our life is to be a Mamleches Kohen of a Goy Kadosh? Or the essential part of our lives to live our lives are going, well, we'll do mitzvahs too, but our lifestyle is the same as the lifestyle of all the goyim around us. Fancy wines and fancy meats and fancy this and fancy that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the solution. How am I going to solve your problem that you should appreciate what it means to live the superior life? Sit and learn Torah at Shinifla Be'evar. The Torah becomes such a part of you. It'll be like, you're learning Torah will be like breathing. It's just like the blood, Torah will go through your system like the blood flows through your arteries and your veins. And then you'll appreciate what an exalted lifestyle the Torah offers you. And this is, when you stop and think, our matzav in the world today, coming from the luxury that all of us live in, even the people with the biggest privation live a more luxurious life than everyone, than people lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. But we have to keep focus. What's important, what's not important, what's essential, what's not essential. And what determines who we are and what we are and what we want to do with ourselves. It's the story of Shlach, it's the story of Bal Oscha. And Klal Yisrael at that door, who were given every opportunity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought up to the highest spiritual level. And very quickly, they collapse, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Bamidbar hazeh yiplu pigreichem. Pigreichem atem yiplu bamidbar hazeh. Your corpses will be here in this wilderness. It's finished. You have nothing to look forward to. That's it." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a matana, and gives us the hisoris to appreciate that matana. And you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, it's very nice, but I still want my watermelon. I want my garlic and onions. You don't get it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't get it, I take away everything from you. Now, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishes off. So you can't get to Eretz Yisrael, but I'll bring you into Eretz Yisrael vicariously. Certainly, these are all the halachas of Eretz Yisrael. So you'll experience Eretz Yisrael through your Limud HaTorah. So also experience Eretz Yisrael. The lessons here are lessons I can't imagine that everyone here doesn't struggle with what Klal Yisrael struggled. And you have to make not fall into that pit, which was disaster for these people who offered everything in Ruchnias and didn't appreciate what they were being offered, and instead chose what they thought they were choosing, just a regular life, like all Kechol HaGoyim Beis Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, that's not possible. You are Klal Yisrael. I'm going to make you live your life on that level.